Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll talk about some of the important election information, share some exciting news about a new community renewable energy program, and give a quick update on the Summit County Open Space Advisory Committee. We'll also cover some exciting things happening throughout the county, including the ongoing Living with Wildfire series, an open virtual opportunity to submit feedback for the long-range transportation plan, the community noxious weeds tour, and finally, a free teen wellness program. And just before we get into the news, big shout out to Lindsay, who had her first premiere on the podcast last week, and she sounded awesome. So we'll get her on again sometime soon in the future. All right, Bridget, let's get into the news.
All right, first up, we want to take a moment to talk about some important information regarding the upcoming primary election, which is happening on Tuesday, June 28th.
And your ballots were emailed earlier this month, so you should have received those in the mail by now. Completed ballots can be returned in one of two ways. The first is to place your ballot in a drop box by 8 p.m. on Election Day, June 28th. There are 10 drop box locations throughout the county, and their hours vary, so check for an up-to-date list at bit.ly/2022dropbox. And the reason hours vary, some of those are outside our buildings and some of those are inside. So again, just check on locations there before you go to drop them off.
You can also return your ballot by mail. Ballots have to be postmarked by Monday, June 27th. And all ballots have a pre-printed return envelope, so voters don't need to worry about a return address. If you plan to vote in person on Election Day, you can do so at Colville City Hall, the Marsac Building in Park City, and at the Kimball Junction and Camas branches of the Summit County Library. All of these locations are open on Election Day, Tuesday, June 28th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And if you need to vote early, that's an option too. Early voting doesn't require any reasoning or an excuse to be able to do that. And that will take place at the Summit County Courthouse and the Kimball Junction branch of the Summit County Library in the Richards Building on June 23rd, June 24th, June 25th, and June 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, moving on to some clean energy news. Unincorporated Summit County and four municipalities, Colville, Francis, Oakley, and Park City, have joined a community renewable energy program that aims to launch a default net 100% renewable electricity option for Rocky Mountain Power customers in their communities.
And this program, which was formerly known as the Community Renewable Energy Agency, or Utah 100 Communities, was formed in response to House Bill 411, a 2019 bill called the Utah Community Renewable Energy Act, which created a pathway for interested communities served by Rocky Mountain Power to collaborate on creating this first-of-a-kind renewable energy electricity program.
So several steps remain on the path to creating this new renewable electricity program. The agency hopes Rocky Mountain Power will file a program application with the Utah Public Service Commission later this year. Should that application be approved, interested communities will each need to adopt ordinances to finalize their participation. The new renewable electricity program could launch as soon as 2023 or 2024.
And up next, we have a quick update on the Summit County Open Space Advisory Committee. So you'll remember we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that there will be three regional groups that are formed. And for those three regional groups in West, North, and South Summit County, we had 58 applicants for a total of 21 available seats, 7 for each of those groups in the three regional subcommittees.
So from here, the county manager will sort through all of these applications and make final appointments to the committees. Those appointments will then need to be ratified by the Summit County Council.
And this is moving pretty quickly. Again, the deadline was on June 15th to submit for that, and we expect to have the regional subcommittees in place and available to start meeting in July of this year.
Okay, up next, we have some news on the Engineering Open House events that happened last month. If you missed attending those in person, no worries. You can visit bit.ly/LRTPREX to review projects in the Summit County Long Range Transportation Plan, which spans the next 30 years. This virtual feedback opportunity will be open until Monday, June 20th.
All right. And now news about our community noxious weed tour. Noxious weeds come in a variety of shapes and sizes. You may have seen some beautiful yellow on the hillsides or seen those thistles popping up, and they're not always natural native plants that we want to have around. So Bridget, why don't you tell us a little bit about the upcoming weed tour that we're going to do for residents who want to learn more?
Yeah, so Summit County's Weeds Division is hosting a community noxious weeds tour on Saturday, June 25th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the purpose of the tour is really to educate residents on Summit County's most wanted noxious weeds here in the county. There's about 34 on our list.
And at this event, we'll have Dave Bingham, who is the county's weed superintendent, and Dan Pena, who is the weed enforcement officer. And together, they'll be taking the visitors and the members of the tour to three different locations, Richardson Flat, Jeremy Ranch, and Summit Park, to identify and learn more about controlling noxious weeds on properties that you may own.
And transportation will be provided for up to 14 people who choose to attend this event. If you do plan on coming, gloves are suggested, but definitely not required. And some coffee and pastries will be provided before the tour begins. So if you'd like to join us, please RSVP at bit.ly/weedsRSVP.
And just again, that date is Saturday, June 25th from 10 a.m. to 12:30. So we would love to see you there and learn how we can take out some of our most wanted weeds in the county. And wrapping things up now, just a couple more items. We also wanted to let you know about a free teen wellness program, Summit County Parents. This summer, our friends at Live Like Sam are offering Thrive, which is a free program that will help strengthen and empower your child.
So Thrive is for 9th through 12th graders here in Summit County, and the program really works to build confidence, leadership skills, and resilience. It will take place the week of July 3rd through the week of August 7th, and in that time frame, there are 6 weekly virtual sessions that are each an hour long.
So if you're interested in signing your teen up for this event, you can go to livelikesam.org/thrive for more information and an in-depth schedule along with a registration link.
Okay, last but not least, we wanted to remind you about the Living with Wildfire series happening now through October of this year.
And here in Summit County, we live with the threat of wildfire basically year-round now, so it's important to stay informed and prepared about what it means to be living in an environment where we have wildfire at all times.
So earlier this month, this learning series called Living with Wildfire began. The series takes place all throughout the county, and the events will teach you about planning for a fire evacuation, how fire affects our watershed, and the impacts of changing climate on our local landscape, and so much more.
And this series is free for the public. The next event is on July 12th at the Jim Santee Auditorium in Park City, where you'll learn from emergency management experts about how to plan for an evacuation. And for a complete list of events in the Living with Wildfire series, go to bit.ly/wildfireseries.
Okay, before we sign off, we know we shared a lot of links in this episode. We just wanted to mention that you can always find direct hyperlinks to get more information on all of these topics in our show notes.
Yes, please don't try to type in any websites while you're on the road listening to this. You can click those on all of our show notes. But that's all we have this week for the news. So tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.